Matthew Joseph Thaddeus Stepanek, also known as Matty, was born on July 17, 1990, and was the youngest of four children, each of whom died during childhood from a fatal neuromuscular disease. His mother, Jenny, had no idea that she carried the gene for the disease. She was diagnosed as an adult after all four of her children, Katie, Stevie, Jamie, and Matty, were born. Now, having the disease meant a very tough future for Matty, because like his siblings, he needed to have many tubes connected to his body. It was a life of suffering, but Matty defied medical and developmental odds. He not only went on to live for almost 14 years, but he was also developmentally and academically advanced, becoming a gifted writer, a respected teacher, and a spiritual and inspirational speaker. Matty's life was filled with extraordinary blessings and burdens, but in many ways, he was an ordinary kid that was very active in church activities and loved his Legos, video games, and playing with friends. His parents divorced when he was young, and so he lived alone with his mother growing up in Maryland. But despite all the numerous challenges this young man faced in his life, his faith never diminished. Matty was a deeply spiritual child, and his faith and friendship with God was what strengthened him in life and brought him joy and purpose.
The funds that you're sending are not just very important. They are a source of hope. And that hope turns into research. That research turns into a cure. True, that cure that is being worked on. It may not be in my lifetime, may not be in your lifetime. But if we stop raising money, stop celebrating life, stop keeping up the hope and give up, there would never be a cure in anyone's lifetime. And that would be so sad.
Matty loved being in church and attended Mass several days a week, and he enjoyed singing in both the children's and family choirs. After his first Holy Communion at age 7, he became a lector at Most Holy Rosary Catholic Church in Maryland, where he and his mother were parishioners. For the next year, he studied enthusiastically for his confirmation into the church at age 8, and by age 9, Matty began serving as a catechist in the junior grades. The young man was even inspired by and had a devotion to many saints, including St. Jude Thaddeus, for whom he chose his confirmation name, and St. André Bossuet, from whom he believed he received a miracle. He said that his spirit was strengthened by the saints and the Holy Eucharist, and that he lived with a purpose given to him by God. He also began writing poems, which helped people understand how through their talents and gifts, each person has a purpose in life and is a wonderful gift from God. He believed that his purpose was to be a messenger, shaping with words what God placed in his heart for the good of our world. Because of a disease progression, Matty began homeschooling at age 9. The little warrior began creating poetry, short stories, and essays. As Matty grew older, his writings reflected his evolving understanding and views of our world, and our need for hope and peace. He said that shaping messages with words was his unique gift from God, and that many of the messages he shared were placed in his heart by God and intended for our world through his words. He wrote 7 New York Times best-selling books, 6 volumes of Heart Songs poetry, and 1 collection of Just Peace essays and letters in collaboration with former US President Jimmy Carter. He also shared homemade booklets, short chapter books, and treasure boxes filled with inspirational quotes with friends and neighbors. A favorite among members of his parish included Ponder, Praise and Prayer, a collection of meditations for Lent and Holy Week, which he created as a gift for the members of Most Holy Rosary as he prepared for his confirmation. As a spokesperson for disability and peace organizations and a catechist in his parish CCD program, Matty became a source of hope and peace for people of many ages and abilities and aspirations, bringing diverse global neighbors together in prayer and purpose. Matty was in the media quite often throughout his life, but especially during his final 3 years when he became a regular guest on shows like Oprah, Good Morning America, and Larry King Live, just to name a few. He embraced all print, radio, and television media time as opportunities to share and amplify his heart song messages of living with purpose from God, about the power of prayer and hope, and about choosing peace in attitude and action for ourselves, for our neighbors, for our world, and for God. Matty died on June the 22nd, 2004, just 3 weeks before his 14th birthday. His final word in the moments before his passing was, "Yes," and his final request was to receive Holy Communion. His funeral mass was held in St. Catherine Labouré Church and was attended by thousands of people, diverse in age and ability, race and religion. Matty, who lived with great suffering and financial need, wanted to live according to the gospel and God's teachings. His life, his story, his ministry endures. Matty wanted to have a profound relationship with God since he was very young. Matty believed that his purpose was to be a messenger, shaping with words what God placed in his heart for the good of our world.
Life is a gift, true. It's hard and it's not always the easiest thing. The challenges in life are a part of our life, and that's how we learn. And some of us are meant to have a disease, and some of us, like you, are meant to help fight it. All of us have a reason, and we have to choose to always live our lives to the fullest. No one is better or worse than anyone else. We are different and beautiful.